Texas Republicans threw in the towel today and conceded that their plan to redraw lines for congressional districts is dead, at least for now. The bill had already passed the Texas House, but Republicans failed to get the required two-thirds vote needed to bring it to the Senate floor.
Still, the redistricting fight is far from over. Republicans are hinting that Governor Rick Perry may call yet another special legislative session next week. And Senate Democrats are hinting they won't show up. Joining us now is NPR's Wade Goodwin. Wade, this is the first time in 100 years that Republicans are in control not only just of the Texas legislature, but also the governor's mansion. What's the problem with getting this redistricting bill passed?
Well, there's a number of very difficult political problems in all this for the Republicans. Their argument for redrawing the congressional lines is pretty straightforward. Since their party is easily winning the statewide elections, they should have more congressional seats than they have. They currently have 15 of 32. The major stumbling block for the Republicans are independent conservatives in East and West Texas. These are rural voters who will vote for Republicans for president and governor, lieutenant governor, on down the ballot until, that is, they come to their conservative Democratic congressman who they've been voting for 20 years. And the Republicans haven't been able to make any headway in these districts. So in order to win, they've had to draw new lines that in essence disenfranchise these rural voters by linking their districts to the more reliably Republican suburbs of Dallas and Houston. But what's killed this strategy is that key Senate Republicans from these rural districts, out of loyalty to their voters, won't go along with these new lines.
And if that's the case, then why would calling another special session make a difference?
Well, now the Republicans are planning on changing the Senate rules. Those rules require that the approval of two-thirds of the Senate to bring any bill to the floor. But the Democrats have threatened that if the Republicans suspend the Senate's rules, then they won't even show up and the Senate won't have a quorum. And that's what happened in the Texas House in May when the Democrats fled to Oklahoma and stayed holed up for several days until that redistricting bill died. This time it would be some Senate Democrats, and it only takes 11 of them to break a quorum.
And is the thinking that they might go on the lam again?
Well, I think we're going to see another special session being called by Governor Rick Perry. The first session is scheduled to end next Tuesday, and the governor could call a new session as quickly as 10 minutes later, and many believe that's exactly what he's going to do. But I don't think we're going to see the Democrats flee the state because now they don't have to. If you remember the last time the Republicans sent the state patrol after the Democrats, and they called the Homeland Security office and asked if they could track one of the Democrats' planes, and that got them in some political hot water over all of that. Since then, a Texas judge has ruled that the Texas Rangers and the Department of Public Safety don't have the power to force elected officials back to the House or Senate floor. So this time, Senate Democrats could just go home, barbecue in their backyard, hide in plain view, and Senate Republicans would be legally helpless.
Wait, how is all this going over with voters in Texas?
Well, that's something that people are just starting to pay attention to. A statewide poll was just released that showed Texans being against these special redistricting sessions 40% to 35%. At a series of hearings around the state, the vast majority of citizens who showed up didn't want their districts changed, but, you know, it's hard to know. Democrats have been saying that House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is forcing redistricting down Texas's throat because he wants to be Speaker of the House and he wants 6 to 7 new Republican congressmen from his state beholden to him. It's hard to tell if this argument is making any headway with Texas voters, but I do know that there are pollsters on both sides with their fingers in the air trying to figure out the answer to that.
Okay, to be continued. Thanks, Wade.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin on the latest installment of the Texas redistricting saga.